60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, coming at you live from the Trump Treason Tour 2022, live in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Folks, we are here so you don't have to be.
I prefer to think we're making a little small-town, hometown radio right now. Yeah. When the former president of the United States is within 5 minutes of our studios, how can we not come and get a tan and enjoy the company of all the locals and the imports? Lots of people coming in from Illinois today.
We wait long enough, Crudy. He might be permanently established in one of the fine prison facilities we host here in Wisconsin.
Or they'll decertify the election and reinstall the true president. Yeah.
According to Kim?
According to Kim from Waukesha. Now, Kim and her husband were out front. There are lots of vendors out here. We'll talk about the vendors in just a moment. But they were taking photos in front of the Let's Go Brandon van.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were giggling amongst themselves, and they seemed like, you know, some fun-loving people just sharing some silly snapshots out there in the vendor row. So I met Kim, and her husband kind of snuck around the back. He was observing and didn't want me putting a move on Kim or anything. But yeah. Anyways, if you want to see any of my Man on the Street interviews from earlier today in Waukesha at the Trump rally, just find the Devil's Advocates Radio Show Facebook page. But, Evan, let's play the other comment. Evan, buddy, are you playing?
Yeah,
he's playing along at home. He's part of the big show. Evan, let's play the second quote. I asked Kim, not what Rebecca Clay accomplished when she was co-pilot in with Scott Walker. Here was Kim Walker's answer.
What should have gotten done?
There's a lot of abortion issues that could have gotten handled, I think, when they were in office. Just didn't quite get there. Not that she's a bad candidate. I just, you know, certain things that I look at.
So if she wins the primary, you'd be okay supporting her?
Oh, definitely. Whoever wins the
nomination. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I already had you play this one, Evan. So let's end here, and let's move on and talk to... No, that's enough. My bad. Mea culpa. You know, I met so many fine people today.
Yes, you met lots of people.
So let's talk about Phil. Phil was in the front row. He was sort of the front row Joe. Technically, Phil was the fourth guy in
front
line.
Front row Phil, man.
Front row Phil. And so I met Phil, and Phil was sort of wearing this mixed garb between, let's call it, patriot and Trump cultist. It was all there. It was all together. And so anyways, that's how I introduced myself. I complimented Phil's fine garb and, of course, his patriotic American flag do-rag, you know, to keep the sun off his melon. So here was Phil, and Phil actually had a few interesting things to say. Phil's from West Bend, Wisconsin. Let's start with cut three.
What's your name, if I may ask?
Cut three.
Senior.
And where are you here from today?
West Bend, Wisconsin.
Okay.
He was here with the business too.
And what are you here to do?
Just show my support and see what he has to say.
Now you're dressed very patriotically, flag/Trump wearing. That's nice, man. Where'd you get that? What's that? Someone gave you that?
Just bought the shirt today and wear a hat.
Get a pre-bowl of soup with that?
On my head, everything.
Looks good on you, though.
Now, you guys are first ones in line here. I think you're in the VIP row, so what makes you guys so special?
I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you're just first ones to get here. Oh, okay.
Now,
because he's not.
I don't know if you can hear all that, Dom.
The August 20th event you had tickets for?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you mind if I ask how much those were?
Well, there was a range.
The range, and she didn't tell me which end of the range her and Phil were on. I suspected the low end of the range, but the guy in the very first place in the VIP line, he proclaimed proudly he had paid $1,400 for his Trump Freedom Grifting Tour tickets on the 20th.
And he was first in line?
Well, they were exchanging his paid-for tickets for attendance in the VIP section here. You just got to get here 11 hours before the rally, apparently.
So he paid $1,400 to be first in line.
Oh, worth every penny, he said. Priceless. Yeah.
We have a little bit more here. I think we can jam some more in. Phil, he had to say, and on Joe Biden, cut number four, please, if you would.
Now, what's your attitude about Joe Biden?
He has always been a flip-flopper in my book, not a very strong leader. And now that he's president, he's just showing his weaknesses even more. I don't like the way he's running our country as a whole.
Gotcha.
We're more divided than we ever were.
How about here in the state of Wisconsin, we got a governor's race. Obviously, Tony Evers is the current governor. If Trump endorses Michaels, does that make Michaels the right candidate for you, or what's your thought?
I personally think that Tim Michaels is the only candidate that has the potential to beat Evers because of his union company or corporation. So he's probably going to get the union, I want to say working class voters. Evers is still going to get the union teachers votes. But I think, you know, all in all, then you're going to have a few swing voters that are going to be in the balance, and I think Tim Michaels might take it.
You know, I did ask Phil from West Bend. He said he used to be a union iron worker. And I said, Republican, union, those two words don't go together in my vocabulary. And you heard him draw the distinction.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. He kind of recorrected himself, talking about union versus working man. Yes.
The working man's with Trump. You know, those elitist teachers making their $40,000 a year. They're the ones supporting Evers. And Biden, he doesn't care for Biden.
Bill from West Bend had some more to say. I want to hear some what he has to say about election integrity, Crudy. But you know, when you talk to these people, oh, I don't like what he's doing. Like what? Don't you like? You know. I mean, I get the general sentiment, but at some point, you got to drill down and articulate something besides what you know Alex Jones told you.
You know, InfoWars is here. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. You can join us on the phones as well. Live from the Trump rally in Waukesha, 844-96-PARTY.